Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us on this somewhat cloudy and hopefully a little rainy Tuesday. Folks, we need the rain. Isn't that interesting? We live in Seattle. How often have you heard that?
Yeah.
That in May, we're already in a drought.
Yeah.
Emergency situation for the west side of the state. So please watch your water, what you use, what you consume, and how you use it, especially in the Seattle area.
Yeah, I know. It's really important, especially with all the growth we've had. It goes away very quickly. We do depend on the rain still. So, hey, tonight in Edmonds at the Center for the Arts is the Deva Premal and Miten concert with Manus, I believe is how you pronounce it. It's on the Wings of Mantra World Tour 2019. All of the details are in the event section at ConsciousTalk.net. Starts at 7:30. Always great to see her. It's always not just enchanting, but transformational.
Absolutely. Also, tonight at the East West Bookstore, they have a workshop. It's from 7 to 9 p.m., Creating a New Earth with Denise Russell. We were given this kind of as a last-minute thing to announce, but if you're interested in learning about helping to create a new earth, again, East West Bookshop, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight.
Hey, also, let's not forget our friends in Redmond, Vitamin Life, with their free natural health lecture series. They have a really interesting one this Saturday, noon to 1. It's Energetic PTSD. Mm-hmm. How did I get this? Well, that's a good question. But we're all being affected by electromagnetic fields, et cetera. We all use cell phones, all of that going on. So get some real information on it and understand what energetic PTSD is, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, you know, sometimes everything looks dark and love is beyond our reach. Since it's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality, we think Dr. Devana Vedree will differ with that assessment. Is love still present? Oh, so much love, is what she says. And we'll find out how she can say that. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're here for another hour bringing you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, once a week, we do Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedree. We've been doing this for years. They are, of course, many years are on our website at ConsciousTalk.net. If you go to the search engine, put Devana in there, you'll find her page and lots of play buttons and lots of subjects to talk about. But we have her here. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Good morning, Devana.
Well, this is an interesting one. Thinking about it, I mean, when you texted and said, "Oh, so much love" is is the theme for today, I wasn't sure, you know, which way to take it. I think I took it in the right way, that there is a lot of love out there, but perhaps we're not seeing it. So what's this one all about?
A lot of people would argue that one, Devana. Yeah. They're experiencing a lot of upset, a lot of pain, a lot of tragedy, a lot of chaos.
Oh, not so much love out there.
Exactly. And so today, wanted to highlight the abundance of love that actually is there and that we can experience, even in the face of tragedy or loss or whatever pain is coming up to be released, that there is love in, around, through, behind, above all of it. And a lot of times, it's a simple turn of our dial. It's a turn of our focus and what we will allow in the experience. Mm-hmm. And it's hard when you're feeling pain to imagine that even within that, there is love that can be experienced. Because we think that pain just has pain. And that's not the case. But we have to open to it. We have to understand that love doesn't go away because we're sad or angry or pained in some way. That is present as well. Imagine, if you will, something happens, some type of loss, and we feel alone, or we feel the sadness of that loss. What we often don't understand is that right there with us might be Divine Mother holding us and supporting us so we can go through our grief. Or other energies or even people that we're just not allowing to come in to bring that to us. It doesn't necessarily change the physical circumstances, but it is, the love is still there. It doesn't go away. It's not like pain replaces love that way.
You know, Devana, we've said for so many years that where your attention goes, your energy flows. And this seems like one of those situations when you have to add allowing to it and allow that love is always there, because you can turn away from it, apparently, as we do, or not look for it, as we do, or you can make a different choice.
Devana, I think this comes down to our belief system. Because I don't know about you, but I know in my life experience, I know through many, many, many clients that I've had over the years, that they equate love to pain. They equate love to pain because they've been betrayed by love. Love has left them. Love has, according to what our culture experiences, you know, we lose the ones we love. The ones we love betray us. The ones we love cheat on us. The ones we love talk down to us. So we seem to have this cultural belief that if we are truly loving and there is love, that there's always pain present in that particular model.
And understand that part of our learning in terms of love is that we have it assigned to look a certain way, feel a certain way, be a certain way, produce a certain something. Mm-hmm. And so you can start to feel all the attachment
yes.
to the who, the what, the how, the when, all of that. And always with attachment, because we are in cycles of beginnings and endings, we're going to experience sadness. We're going to experience loss. We're going to experience those types of changes when it comes to that which love. And to assign it, though, to love as though love is the bad thing, like stay away from love, don't be vulnerable, you could get hurt. Well, absolutely you could get hurt. But it's more important to be in the game of life and that exchange and that fullness. That is what is more important than getting your feelings hurt. Understand that when we are in that fullness of life and we are opening our hearts and we're learning about ourselves and how to deepen in our own loving of ourselves and the love of others, even though we go through a breakup and even though it may be devastating and even though it might create a lot of turmoil in our lives if we've commingled our lives with someone, at the end of the day, it's not the love that's regretted. It's never the love that's regretted. And I feel like it's important to understand that. Now, we may not have liked who we were in some of those moments, and we may not have liked who they were in some of those moments, but it isn't the love that's regretted, because that's life-producing for us. That's expansive for us. And it revitalizes us because it's our way of saying yes to life. Now, we may end a relationship and go, okay, Spirit, I don't want to do that again. Help me to not do that again. But to regret the love, no. It's too big of a part of us.
But we also say no to it. And I'll give you an example of how we say no. I was working with a client, this has been a couple of years ago, and one of the things she really wanted in her life, really, really wanted, was to have another cat. She loved cats. She had one special cat in her life. This little cat didn't stick around long. In other words, it died fairly young. She was heartbroken, really heartbroken over it. And whenever I saw her, because I'm such a cat person, we talked to cats. And one day I finally said to her, why don't you adopt another cat? You're longing for a cat. And she said, I can't allow myself to fall in love like that again and get hurt. We're going to pick this up after the break, Devana. That's a good place to break on this one. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrie. We're talking about, oh, so much love. And we'll be back after these messages.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And we know so many of you are in your cars, etc. You're on your way from work in our hometown station. This is drive time, and it's drive time in other places also. So look, just remember ConsciousTalk.net, because all the information you need is there. Just click around, and certainly every guest has a guest page, so remember that. That's where their information is. That's where there's a play button for the shows they're on. So don't worry about writing anything down, and be safe. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrì in our down-to-earth spirituality session we do every Tuesday with her. And we're talking today about Oh So Much Love. And Devana, I left everyone with a story from a client I had a few years ago who, she loved cats as much as I do. She adores them. And this one special cat came into her life and didn't stay very long. And she was devastated. And when she talked about the cats, I told her she might want to think about adopting another one because she was longing to have another cat. And her comment to me was she wasn't going to allow that because she couldn't bear the pain of losing, of really loving another one and then losing it again. And this is where we say no to love all the time, Devana. We don't allow love in because, like I said in the first segment, most people equate pain to love.
Yeah, it's too painful to lose love.
Yes.
So I'm not going to go there.
Yes.
Right. And there is a timing of recovery when you have loss. But the thing that gets forgotten is that all that was shared, all that was good, all that was positive, all that opened her heart more and more in the loving of this creature. And that's where I feel as though we have a very chronic habit of always focusing on the pain.
Yes.
And coming back to the pain and making the pain so very, very important. Mm-hmm. More important than all that she experienced with that animal. Mm-hmm. All the gifts that that animal brought. Which part of that was an opening of her heart. And a depth of support and union and all the things that were exchanged in that open heart. And the thing of it is when we have that in our lives, the intention of it is expansive. It's to open the heart more, to expand the love. And because we focus and make that pain so much more important, we forget all of that other. We forget that. Mm-hmm. And we just make that moment where that kitty leaves almost the totality of all of it.
Right.
And this is where it's important to understand that it's the love that is important. It is the loving and the being loved. And so she misses that, and absolutely to miss that. But again, in terms of the heart, when you focus on the love, and if she were to focus on the love that she's wanting to give and exchange back and forth, if the focus was there, it would be far more likely that someone could move back into a relationship with a new being,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a cat or a human being. But when we're so focused on the pain, we won't. And the thing of it is that we cannot avoid the pain. It is part of life. It just is. And when we can allow that, yes, it's part of life, but it is not the greater part of life.
Mm-hmm.
When we can refocus our attention to the love that is present in and through and expressing around us all the time, and that there's a part of us that longs to unite and deepen and blend with that all the time. It will end our depressions and our sense of isolation and our shame and all of those things that are so rampant right now because we've pulled away and we're coveting that pain.
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. Yeah, but here's the problem. What you're talking about, and, you know, as people are listening, they're going, yes, but this is a mental concept. I'm not feeling it. You know, the mental concept being turn my attention to love versus, you know, the negative stuff. And so our problem is how do we stay there? I mean, how do we stay in those feelings? How do we actually experience that as opposed to just go through the mental thing, oh, yeah, well, you know, I should pay attention to love because that's what's there and that's what's important.
Well, maybe the more important question, Devana, is, and you can help us with this, is how do I process all this pain I'm sitting in so I can remember the love? Because we hold on to the pain, like you said. It's almost like we covet it. We almost worship the pain over what's real, which is the love. So how do we process that pain so that we can get to what's real?
So, not that hard. We connect with ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's very straightforward. It's very simple. We are running away from ourselves, and that is part of what maintains the pain. Mm-hmm. When we want to deepen our connection within, when we want to be more present in our lives, let's say, or we feel like we want to experience the world more, it's all about connecting and being present within and through ourselves. That's what expands our ability to feel the love that we're talking about. You can't feel it if you're living in your head. You can think it, but you can't feel it. And you can try to trigger the thought to trigger the body, but you need the breath. You need that intention and that focus and dropping your presence into the heart and into the body. And you may find that when you do that, there may be some emotion because maybe you haven't, someone hasn't been in their system deeply in a very long time. Because as part of what happens with the pain is we don't want to feel because we think that's all we're going to feel.
Right.
And yet, when you tap into your heart, sometimes you have tears because it's what you've been longing for a long time. And it feels good, but there are tears. Or you may remember a memory, a painful memory might come up and through. The difference is it comes up and through. It leaves you. And in the heart, as you settle and deepen within your own being, you connect with the love, and you also connect with your sense of well-being. And in that, it's the love. That sense of well-being is part of the love. We often think that love has to be a lot like romantic love. And that's part of love. But what we're talking about is something that feels a little bit different. It feels more like peace. It feels more like a sense of well-being. It feels that you're somehow a bit more connected, that you start to see other people as yourself. They become less of an enemy and more of an ally.
Yeah,
and that comes from the connection within.
Yes, it feels like, Devana, that kind of love when you practice breathing and deepening into the heart is a sustaining love no matter what. It sustains you through all of it. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrì. We are talking, so much love. Folks, it is available to us. We're going to continue this conversation and learn even more how we can be there. This is Conscious Talk. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
And we're back. Thanks for tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and hopefully in your life it is making a difference, because we offer these types of learnings and teachings and lessons on this show every day, 5 days a week here, and we're all learning from it. Hopefully you're growing and expanding and deepening into love, hopefully more in your life. And Devon, I think right up front you said it, it's allowing ourselves to deepen into love. It's allowing our focus to be on the good things, the beautiful things, the precious things that love brings to our lives, instead of always focusing on the pain that we associate with love.
Yes, and I wanted to give an example of how we tend to form this and tend to always come back to, on a level, re-injuring ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client who has a family that's fairly unconscious and self-centered. And it's not just one member of the family, it's everyone but the dad, and the dad to some degree, but pretty much not as much. And so she her dog got sick and ultimately passed away. Mm-hmm. And the family just did not want to deal with her process. When she would get on the phone, they'd be like, we don't want to hear about Leo. We only want positive, this and that. And it just, there was no place for her to go. She had good supportive friends and things like this. But for her, the disappointment, because it's her family, even though they've been this way her whole life. And so the setup, though, here is what would happen is she would have a thought, and the thought would be, I can't believe that my family didn't show up or my family did this. And every time she would go into that expectation, it was like she grabbed a knife and stabbed herself. Mm-hmm. Because she would start to embrace that she really has a lot of love and support around her. She has excellent friends. You know, they showed up and they buried her pet, and it was lovely and beautiful. And yet she'd have this thought form come. It's like, I can't believe my family didn't show up. And it's like she's in that space, all that love and support, and that thought, it's as though she has that thought and then stabs herself. Mm-hmm. Because she's wounding herself and wounding and wounding and wounding. Now, the wound is there, but every time it starts to heal and she starts to get in a deep sense of acceptance that her family is her family, and to look to them over and over for what they cannot give or bring to her, it becomes self-inflicting. Mm-hmm. Once you really understand that that's not in their bandwidth, it becomes self-inflicting.
And Devonna, this is how we punish ourselves over and over and over, by doing that. When you were telling that story, I thought of, you said stabbing herself, and I saw her holding a huge mallet. And every time she brought that thought up, it was like hitting herself on the head with this mallet and rewounding herself. And this is what we do when we don't focus on the love, and we don't accept what is, when we're not in acceptance of what is, and we're fighting against something that they're not capable of giving.
Yeah, you get a lot of judgment from this.
Yes.
I mean, perhaps we feel better about ourselves in some, you know, wicked, some perverse way by saying other people aren't as loving as I am, obviously.
Yes, you know. But then we're also inflicting that pain right back on ourselves every time we live there.
And for her, the awareness is allowing the acceptance that they are who they are and how mm-hmm. they are mm-hmm. so that she doesn't try to get from them and then reenact this over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
at some point, we have to take responsibility.
Yeah, right. That's right. And I think that people don't get it that, you know, energy being energy, you're in it no matter which side you're coming at it from. You know, you get to choose how you're affected by it, but you're still in it. So if you're opposing something, you're still in the energy you're opposing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very difficult concept for us. Well, we're here with Dr. Devonna Vedrì. We will be back after some messages.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Scream it loud from the rooftops.
Conscious Talk delivers.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and, you know, we're so glad to have you with us. You know, we're all making a difference in our own lives, and when we do that, we make a difference in other people's lives also. I mean, never forget that. And today's one of those things where, you know, we're talking about something that may seem obvious as a mental concept. You know, love is more important than everything else, and it makes us feel better than everything else. So how come we don't see it?
And Devonna, hopefully our audience is realizing, as Rob and I are, as we discuss this, how much love we withhold, first of all, from ourselves, and then from everyone and everything else. How often we say no to love, and we have these great rational reasons why we can't love, and yet all of that does not matter, because we're the ones that are responsible for how much love we allow into our lives.
Yes, and so let's make it important. Let's make it a fascination. Let's make it the thing we ask for every day, is more love in our lives, in whatever ways, whatever forms serve us best. That we, when we want and hear a statement like, oh, so much love, instead of the mental sarcasm coming, what if we were like, yeah, that sounds so good. I want more of that. And in our innocence and in our vulnerability to go to our spirit and ask that, show me how to love more deeply today. Show me how to receive more deeply. Show me how to live in the flow of love today and every day. But to ask for it every day starts to make it a priority over the pain. And when we do that over and over, and we breathe that request of spirit into the body, and we allow that to be given to us every day, and we keep that focus, it is amazing how quickly and fully our life experience changes. Because so often where we sit is, how help me to get through the day, help me to not feel pain, because that's where our focus is. It's on defense. And so when we throw open the shutters on our hearts and we say, love is where it's at for me now. I want to see it, feel it, know it, deepen into it, and have that deep union, live that deep union every day, every breath. And when we make a request like that and we stick to it, maybe every day we come back to that desire. The pains, the bumps, the things that we're holding inside that are painful, when they come up, we welcome them because we know it's the opportunity to let them go so that we're not walking around in pain anymore.
Yeah. You know, we've often talked about living a word for the day and how you can change your whole state by being that word. And that this is pretty much what you're talking about. You have that ability to do that. And so you can live seeing love, being love, just shift your state that way. And it's a great way to begin your day by declaring, this is what I'm going to do today, and then live it.
And, you know, Devonna, what's so beautiful about that, when we truly do that, it's a great gift. It's the most precious gift we can give ourselves and others, is that love. We live in a state of grace. A lot of people have said to me, what does it mean to live in a state of grace? Well, to me, that's what living with grace is all about, is when we are in that, when love is the priority in our life, no matter what, which isn't always easy because we all have painful things that happen. But when we make it our fascination, our priority, when we ask, like you said, Divine Mother or Spirit, show me how I can love myself and others even more. Show me how I can receive more love. And we really focus there. We really breathe that into our hearts and our bodies. It truly makes a difference. And the difference is there's a lot more grace and ease and a sense of well-being in our lives.
Yes, and to understand that within a grace-filled life, there are things that are possible in that grace that are not possible outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to understand that there are things that are possible because of the grace and what we're allowing, mm-hmm. than if we weren't standing within that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the mind likes to get all over that and go, well, what? But we're not going to be answering that question today.
No.
Yeah, because this is not the show me segment.
No,
yeah.
No, and we don't want to give that the energy that it wants.
Right.
The attention that it's asking for.
And yet you can know that in terms of the grace. But if you would like to experience, oh, so much love, if you would like to be filled with that at a level that comes out of your mouth and just like, wow, then focus on it. Mm-hmm. Make it important. Make it more important than anything else. And see what occurs, because it's available.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It
made
here.
Me think of there is a Deva Premal concert coming up. Actually, it's tonight here in the Seattle area. It's actually in Edmonds. And I remember the first one that I went to a number of years ago, and was so amazed by someone that just kept choosing to be in that place and expressed it through music. But how transforming it was for everyone in the audience, because mm-hmm. it was a first-time experience for many of us.
Yeah, and you could feel the love and the hearts opening, and it was just a joy to be in that energy. It really, really was.
So it's nice to see demonstrations of people that stay there, you know, that are in that and more of a constant state than most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it can be done. You know, that's the beauty of that, is that it's available. It's not, you know, 20 years on the mountaintop. It is available if we would just simply make it our focus.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Our priority.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's something I wanted to mention also, that a loyal listener who's listened to our show for years, and specifically to the down-to-earth spirituality sessions that we do once a week, actually started a Facebook group, and which is Facebook.com/groups/ Divana's Teaching. And, you know, that's one way that you can deepen into these conversations, but it's how you can actually practice this. I mean, this is one way of staying in it and keeping it alive. So if you want to take advantage of that, you can go to facebook.com/groups/ Divana's Teaching, Divana's with an S, Teaching. And, you know, share some of this. Share what's going on with you. Plug in.
Yeah, plug in. It's important. And Divana, people can work individually with you. How do they get in touch with you?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
And, of course, they can connect with the website, which is drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com.
As always, Divana, thank you so much for bringing your love and your wisdom to all of us. Really appreciate it. And as always, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.